Welcome to another episode of the Oncology On The Go podcast. I'm your host, Ariana Pelosi. As it has been 5 years since the COVID-19 pandemic, oncologists are giving their perspective on how cancer has changed the most. You'll hear from doctors Aditya Bardia, Ritu Salani, Scarlett Gomez, Marwan Faki, Elizabeth Zhang Velton, Francis Chow, and James Yu. Each doctor has covered a different aspect of multidisciplinary care, from medical oncology, radiation oncology, and even epidemiology. Listen to gain their insider perspectives on how the COVID-19 pandemic changed the cancer space for good or for worse.
COVID-19 disrupted routine cancer care. We had to change how we deliver care to patients, including home infusions, including virtual visits, some of which was not bad. I think it was a step forward. We had the technology. It also impacted clinical trials, particularly biospecimen collection, as well as translation research. But it was great to see the field come together, ensure that patients receive access to latest treatments. Many of the clinical trials completed enrollment during the COVID-19 pandemic, and we're seeing the results from those studies. So it's important to continue with the progress and continue to improve outcomes for our patients with cancer.
I think this has actually been a really good thing. We've been able to provide patients care, been able to connect with them and get information that we need. The only limitation is the inability to do the physical examination and assess vitals. However, I think it's, you know, in the absence of symptoms or issues, this has really enhanced care. And I think it's really been a good thing that happened from COVID, a good outcome, because patients don't have to take off as much time from work. They don't have to drive and park at the institution. Their family members don't have to. So I think from a cost saving thing, and I think from a provider standpoint, we're not really missing anything. And this is not just for patients who are receiving chemotherapy, but even patients who are on follow-up, where the examination is important, but may not be necessary every single visit. And so I think using telehealth in a fashion that can enhance care, minimize disruptions for patients, is really a great tool that we should be using more often.
I know that there were a lot of really important lessons learned from the COVID pandemic. It was obviously a very terrible time for globally. But I think one thing that we learned is that it was the impacts of the pandemic was much worse for some populations than others. And so what came out of the pandemic actually was this recognition of the importance of these upstream structural and social drivers of health, as we recognize that there were populations, right here in our country that were more impacted than others in terms of being infected, as well as outcomes following infection. So I think that the pandemic has definitely helped to pave that recognition of the importance of upstream factors. I think another maybe more practical for good outcome that came for cancer care that came out of the pandemic is forcing to really change some of the way that we deliver cancer care and healthcare in general to incorporating more telehealth. So I think that it seems that has maybe remains to be seen how much some of it was positive or negative. But generally, I think the fact that we have a new tech, you know, we were forced to switch the technology and, it does conceptually help us to reach more segments of the population, particularly those who may not have easy physical access to health providers.
For good, I think it opened the door for virtual medicine, which allowed access to patients, you know, that are far from cancer centers who would have had otherwise difficulties getting second opinions. So that allows, you know, that's patient access, right? That's good. And even from a research perspective and care, I think that facilitates the care of patients, not just for getting an opinion, but if a patient can be evaluated virtually intermittently rather than every time coming for a visit, that also is patient convenience. I think from a perspective of bad, I'll be very honest that you can flip the same thing and say sometimes too much reliance on virtual care, right? I think there's a happy medium where one should still have the patient touch the physical exam and not overdo virtual visits. So it should not be a situation where, hey, we've gone 6 months without seeing our patients on chemo because it's COVID, and not that we did that here, but I think that had been the case in some instances. It did affect the care of screening. Many patients fell off as far as getting their colonoscopies, which probably meant an increased incidence of more advanced disease because for a few years some patients didn't get their, mammography or colonoscopy, et cetera. And I think now we're playing catch up in that situation. So I think there's been some positives from the patient access perspective, but certainly it did affect the screening and surveillance of some patients, and even delayed prompt surgeries at the heat of the epidemic. Hopefully that's all behind us now.
One silver lining of the pandemic has certainly been the use of telemedicine. A lot of patients, when they are hit with a devastating diagnosis, very intimidating diagnosis, they want to seek specialized care, perhaps in an academic medical center. And with us being far away, it's nice to have the option of telemedicine to have these important discussions, but with as little disruption to the patients' routine and life as possible. I would say also within during the COVID times, there was an interest within radiation for sure for shorter courses of radiation, what we say, hypofractionation, or even very ultra hypofractionated stereotactic radiation. That's been a direction within the field for decades, but especially with the pandemic considerations of having fewer clinic visits, less exposure for patients, I think that interest increased. And so high-grade glioma comes to mind. So for glioblastoma, it used to be that 25 gray and 5 fractions was considered kind of, a dose you give to someone who's a little bit, older, 65 or older and with quite poor performance status. But there's been, I have seen some increased use of a 5-fraction regimen, but with increased dose, so kind of a stereotactic dosage, which there are publications from Stanford on this, but I think that is a direction that I think we could continue to see, especially because people, again, are traveling from far away and want to come fewer times to have a return to normal life sooner.
The COVID-19 pandemic really showed how resilient not only patients can be, but medicine as a field, that if we're up against something, we find ways to adapt or try to make things better to adjust to the pandemic. I agree. I do think that the silver lining is that we've been able to make access to specialized care more possible for patients who live farther away, who can't travel, or who are too ill to leave the home. And I hope that that can continue. I don't imagine that ever going completely away, just because it does provide access that otherwise, before this, we never really had. So hopefully we don't run into other pandemics or world-changing conditions, but hopefully we do continue to evolve and develop as a field to make things easier for our patients.
When I, first got into medicine, I thought I was going to be at one place forever. But I think a lot of people, especially like during the pandemic, are trying to figure out what they actually want in a career, and a team. And I know a lot of really great radiation oncologists who left radiation oncology, and a lot of really great people who left academics for private practice and vice versa. So I think, we mirrored nationally, what was happening nationally, and people trying to find their ideal kind of place within radiation oncology.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Oncology On The Go podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere podcasts are available, or listen online at cancernetwork.com/resources/podcasts. The Oncology On The Go podcast is the official podcast of cancernetwork.com, the home of the journal Oncology. For more information, visit us at cancernetwork.com and find us on Twitter at Cancer Network without the O, or on Facebook and LinkedIn at Cancer Network.